time for an icon of engineering from that son of fun, Colin Bissett.
Clifton Suspension Bridge in England is one of the world's most beautiful engineering projects. That's partly due to its sublime setting, bridging a narrow gorge high above the Avon River, which links Bristol to the Bristol Channel and the sea beyond. But its singular elegance is remarkable too, the way the slender roadway is suspended as though by delicate threads. And it tells us much about the evolution of bridge engineering. Suspension bridges, in the form of ropeways slung above rivers, have been used around the world for over 1,000 years. All they required was a tall support on each side of the gap for the lengths of all-important cable to be hooked over. The Industrial Revolution meant larger bridges using stronger cast-iron chains were possible, and the first large metal suspension bridges appeared in the 1820s, engineered by Thomas Telford, whose designs transformed Britain's rail and canal network. Telford was convinced that the maximum span of a suspension bridge was 170 metres, as greater spans required thicker cables that would be too heavy. But Telford's engineering supremacy was challenged by Wunderkind Isambard Kingdom Brunel, who would revolutionise shipping with his development of iron-hulled, ocean-going steamships. When a new bridge was proposed for the Avon Gorge, Brunel designed a suspension bridge with a span of 360 metres, which everyone, Telford included, said was a technical impossibility. So he came back with a more conservative design of 214 metres. In 1831, work started on the tapering brick pylons, designed to be capped by massive Egyptian sphinxes, but ground to a halt thanks to civil unrest in Bristol. The iron chain cables were then used on another Brunel project, a further hold-up. Elsewhere, other engineers tested the limits of suspension bridge design, including one in Switzerland with a span of 273 metres using twisted metal wires. But then a bridge collapsed in France, killing over 200 soldiers, whose rhythmic marching set up a disastrous reverberation that destroyed the structure. It highlighted the problem with suspension bridges. They wobble. To this day, marching is forbidden on any suspension bridge. The worst wobble was the Tacoma Narrows Road Bridge in Washington State, which swayed itself to destruction during strong winds in 1940, just months after its completion. Clifton Suspension Bridge was completed in 1864, 5 years after Brunel's death, and missing its magnificent sphinxes. Its simple beauty made it a popular tourist attraction and heralded a new generation of steel suspension bridges, such as New York's Brooklyn Bridge of 1883, with its central span of over 480 metres. Today's longest span, built in Japan in 1998, is nearly 2,000 metres. But bridge design has moved on, using a clever blend of support and suspension, as in the gorgeous Oresund Bridge in Scandinavia and France's Millau Viaduct. Clifton Suspension Bridge remains breathtaking, though, which shows that evolution is relative, at least when beauty is involved.
Colin Bissett, King of Suspense, with an icon there of engineering. Check out all Colin's icons on the Blueprint page on the RN website or on the ABC Listen app, of course.